This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel
Milo's here with us. A couple segments left. We're going to go out and have an action today. I'm not going to say where, but we're going to take action.
Do an action.
We got an order from the Russians. They said.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Teletype.
Have you got like one of those little mini-tel things that the instructions from Putin come in on?
It goes like. The volume of congressional hearing letters. Jones, you once testified on television. You got orders. Now you're retracting. It's called a joke.
Mini-tel from the Kremlin. Just. They'll play the segment. No, but there we go. This is how they're going to get Trump. This is how they're going to get Trump, because he speaks, I guess, like the two of us. He speaks extemporaneously. He speaks in metaphor. He kind of, you know, is exploring ideas as he's talking about them. And he kind of, you know, he has that very loose manner of speaking. And these, if you want to, if you are determined to deliberately...
They're going
to
claim it's obstruction, even though he jokes. But here's the good part.
Right.
He's his own branch of government. So this whole tail wag the dog thing, that if he lied to Mueller or Mueller says he's indicted, sorry, can't do that. It's all made up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is if you're somebody who, you know, like me, gives hours of interviews a day, or like you, who is on the show for hours a day, and you speak extemporaneously and in an exploratory fashion, just like the president does, it is easy for somebody determined with an axe to grind to deliberately misrepresent you.
Sure. Meanwhile, they're the ones that lied to Congress about illegal spying. They're the ones running around total criminals in bed with the Russians. But this is a short segment. You told me something that I didn't know about you being thrown out of that New York pub/restaurant when they were saying Nazi scum, that they only showed the part where you left. They didn't show
me.
Or that they were media people.
Or that two of the people, and this, by the way, I had walked in, unbeknownst to me, to a local meeting of one of the New York Socialist Club, whatever.
You'd walked into an SJW power nest.
I did, and I didn't know. I swear I didn't know.
How dare you into our royal era? Well, it was King George Cross. Little did they know a white supremacist flag flew above them and prostrate yourselves immediately. Apologize.
This is how
I taught you, Watson, by the way.
Yes, I know. This is, and me. This is the New York Socialists organization, or whoever. What do they call themselves? In a bar called Churchill's, drinking $6 craft ale.
They don't even know that it's the St. George Cross.
All rich white kids, who work.
And they're so historically ignorant. Oh, it's even better. It's called Churchill.
It's called Churchill.
I didn't even know that.
These colonial-hating socialist lunatics in a bar called Churchill's drinking $6. Well, of course they were drinking craft ale because they're all lesbians. But I love that, by the way, the lesbians thing. We've talked about that later.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys get the Media Matters bowl down a little? By the way, I love lesbians. I love women. I'm just asking why they all have horrible mullets.
Especially in movies where they belong. Porn.
Let me ask you this. Why did mullets go out in the early 80s, but lesbians still have them?
They're living in the glorious past of the 80s, where we all should still be. But no, the two things before we go to the end, two things about this. One thing, it's two people. One of the guys in this socialist group or whatever was a reporter for Gizmodo, which is the company that was formed out of the wreckage of Gawker.
It's the leavings of Gawker.
It is, the droppings, you know. It's like, you know, like a dog.
It's like when a dog gets hit by a truck and their guts splatter on the ground.
Or like a doner kebab that's made out of testicles and lungs, you know.
It's like hot dogs.
Yeah.
Vienna sausages.
All the meat goes to, like, real people in restaurants, and then just, all, you know, all the churned up stuff goes into those food trucks in university towns, you know. Like a
but one of them you said was from The Nation.
And the other one was a woman from The Nation, which is...
The Nation! From the Churchill?
At least according to that magazine.
No socialists will be caught in that outrageous area.
One of America's most prestigious magazines, at least according to The Nation.
Would you like me to host the rest of the hour as a British servant of the crown?
I'll do Valley Girl if you do a servant of the crown.
When we return, I shall do it in a Shakespearean rendition of Churchill.
That sounds really good.
And when we return, and you'll do it in the... Oh, my... Oh, cue up that Valley Girl thing that they think we're all afraid of. The one where she goes... Venezuela. Hey, we got to keep you on with us, though, when Omar Navarro comes on, too.
Of course.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The curtain of censorship and control has descended upon the Americas.
You're kidding, were you? That means I have to do it too.
And I'm going to do this entire hour in a Churchillian accent.
It's not bad, actually. It's pretty good. It's not a bad... I mean, most Americans cannot do a British accent.
I hope they bring me my scotch immediately. Mm.
Most people in Britain do not speak like that anymore, but that wasn't a bad impression of a...
I understand you. Get Ethel, man. Get in there. The enemy. The enemy is here. How dare you?
We shall fight them on InfoWars.
We shall fight them with growing confidence and strength in the air. And then even if this island was to fall, our great navy from seas across the globe would return to fight on and victory.
There we go. Lovely.
All right.
Look, beautiful.
This is how I torture
you. A lot better than I do.
When Watson doesn't behave.
Far better. Yeah. Oh, really. Is that the punishment? He'll call you up and he'll say, no. He'll get in your ear. And the reward, his reward, is that you're church.
Only when he ignores me. And then I go, how dare you?
They ignore you sometimes.
Yes.
See, I do the same thing when Owen doesn't return my calls, when I do eventually.
Well, when Paul ignores me, that's when I finally get him. I go, now you will pay for what you've done. Tell me of the Admiralty.
When the lovely... Yeah, no,
and then I make him talk like Emperor Palpatine to me.
How does Emperor Palpatine talk?
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
Yeah. That's good.
Very authoritarian British accent. We are preparing to launch false flags against their operation. Then we will release diseases through the southern population before we bring down the hammer and crush their entire operation.
That's going to be quoted in print. In your
already, our operatives are in control of their high command, steering the fall of Europe into total destruction. Anyways.
No, I have...
You like that?
Yes, Dad. I have a similar system of punishment with the lovely Troyer from the War Room.
Really?
When he doesn't return my calls, I'll give him exaggerated cuddles and kisses and hugs in front of the crew backstage. You know, so he's like, why don't you return my calls? You said we were really
now,
good
see,
friends.
If I got in trouble for telepathically grooming, you have to stop it right now.
Well, I don't work here, so he can't have me for sexual harassment.
What am I telepathically doing?
You're telling me to move on and we should talk about stories and not harass Owen Troyer. Yep, there we go. See? Brilliant. Anyone can do it.
You see what that does?
You know, I feel suitably chastised.
No! I don't know what I was beaming there.
Well, you were glamoring me, you know, like vampires. They can make you believe things that are not true. Like CNN, you know, they just hypnotize you. And after a while, you just start to believe things that couldn't possibly be true.
But getting serious, there's this girl called Sailor Pizza Girl. What's she called?
Is this thing, Sailor Pizza Girl?
Sailor Socialist.
Sailor Socialist, yes. Tell us about her.
Okay, they say, because I came in here like during the South by Southwest, we have so many videos, hundreds a day. I said, listen, put them on sub-channels. I go, how old are these videos? Like 30 of them. And they go, Well, then they've been up about 20 minutes. We just uploaded them. I said, delete those. Re-upload them on sub-channels, and then we'll get more views. I walk out. It becomes this thing on NPR, CNN, Vice, that I am scared of this woman. And then I finally watched it last week. It is hilarious.
No, and this argument rests on the idea that you would post a video yourself on your own channel that embarrasses you somehow or that you're worried about and then delete it. As though you wouldn't know what you were uploading on your own channel in the first place. This is the sort of straws they have to clutch at.
But they don't even look at the video.
No, they haven't.
Have you seen it?
No, I've seen clips from it.
It is devastatingly annoying.
I have seen clips from it.
When you talked about a Valley Girl?
Yeah.
And she's like, heard of it.
I've really heard of it.
And she's got her little fancy wannabe Japanese outfit on.
It's called vocal fry. You know that? I got it. That's called vocal fry. That's a linguistic term.
Wow. Yeah. I guess I have it, but she has it in a weird way. And then she's wearing a Japanese schoolgirl outfit, and then she's got a latte, and she's got like a $1,000 smartphone. She's at a $3,000 conference, and she's sitting here going, I only want to... Well, here, let's roll the tape. It's too powerful. We've got to roll it. Go ahead and roll it.
Hi. Are you a fan of Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, I am.
What do you like about him?
That he's a socialist.
Why is socialism good?
Are you like,
wow. Because she keeps looking at the phone.
Outfit, yeah.
What is this for?
We're asking people why they like Bernie Sanders.
For InfoWars?
Yes, we are InfoWars.
I think he has a lot of integrity. I like his value system. I like what he stands for.
Exactly what values.
Eating the rich.
Eating the rich. Well, are you aware that Bernie Sanders lives in $3 million homes?
No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah. And are you aware? I'm going to ask you something. So if they're about eating the rich, why do you think so many of the 1% support socialism?
Is that true?
It's very true.
Like who?
Well, for example, you know Venezuela, right?
Heard of it.
A majority of the country is currently eating rats while their politicians are drinking champagne on a daily basis.
But that's not the 1%.
The 1% of Venezuela.
I'm talking about America.
Well, I'm saying, since if Bernie Sanders were president, right, and he wanted to bring the same ideas as for socialism into this country, do you think that we would benefit?
Yeah.
But I just told you Venezuela is eating rats.
But I just want people to have health care, honey. I don't want, like...
Honey.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You have like worms in your brain, honestly.
You have like worms.
I mean, you're the one
brain.
Who can't answer the question.
Is she high? Has she been smoking dope or something?
You can have healthcare without socialism.
I want people to have free healthcare.
Why free?
Pays for.
Why would the government pay for it?
Because I think everyone has a right to have healthcare.
So here's the deal. They think like this is their champion because they know they got a bunch of dumb followers. They have to hold up idiocy like tires that blow out the first day you buy them is the best.
And that is supposedly the video that like blows InfoWars out of the water. Well, that's the best they've got. I think you're doing okay. Because this is a woman who doesn't even know what socialism means. On the one hand, she thinks she supports Bernie Sanders because she wants everyone to have free healthcare. Well, that's not, I mean, maybe that's quote-unquote socialized medicine, but there are plenty of capitalist democracies that have, you know, single-payer, whatever. Now, she's perfectly entitled to the view that, you know, that healthcare is a right. I happen to think she's wrong. I think it's stupid. I don't think it works very well, and I think Canada and Britain prove that. She's entitled to that view, but that isn't socialism.
But, you know, they've turned it into, like, a meme. This is their challenge.
Like, I think you guys have worms in your brain. Like, I don't even...
You got, like, worms in your brain right now. But why do they hold up like, the dumbest
this is
people?
Like the epic takedown, you know, I've been in a few of those epic takedown videos myself, but it's me doing the takedown, and normally it requires like a sassy put down, a fact they can't answer, a little bit of a rhetorical flourish. It requires you to utterly
There was no Perry Mason moment, nothing. This woman was a moron. Venezuela is eating rats, and the royal family, the communist family, now lives in Florida and Switzerland. You dumb witch.
I know, it's just like I really just like want to help care.
I just wanted to be organize and I got a $3,000 ticket to be here, and my boyfriend looks like, you know, a mid-level executive that drives a $100,000 Audi.
What was that terracotta colored blazer with those Oakley sunglasses and the thinning hair? This is, I don't know, it could be your dad, could be your boyfriend, could be both. You know, like this weird guy hovering around. It's like, these people are weird. Deeply weird, and they have such outsized influence on the way that Americans are here.
And they want to tell us, oh, it's all going to be free. We should show up and say, South by Southwest, we demand everyone be able to go free.
I really believe.
Because Louis Black, that's his fake name, that runs it, he think, you know, he's a beatnik that makes $100 million a year. But I think it ought to be free.
I believe that access to Southwest is a fundamental human right. I think we should go outside and campaign for free entry for
anyone. And I think they should pay, have a clinic that pays for sex changes, edit.
Any registered Republican.
And I identify as a surgeon, and I'll do it with a pair of loppers.
Just, or those garden secateurs, you know? Roll up!
Head clippers. 7-speed electric head clippers. No, but I'm serious. I identify as a doctor, and I say sex changes are free. I've watched the South Park video. I've seen them do it.
South by Southwest is going to fund your clinic, but you'll do the operations for free. There we go.
South by Southwest to offer free sex changes. Surgeon Jones, I'll use a weed eater.
This is Canada in Texas today. Yep.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Here, I have a lot of fun with Milo. He's a smart guy. The Argentinian peso death spiral. Venezuela's election handouts are shrinking. Bloomberg. And it goes on from there. As Venezuela's exodus swells, more migrants face removal. So after a decade of socialism, inexorably leading to communism, they already ate their dogs and cats 3 years ago. Everything is hell on earth. 1,000+ people they estimate starve to death a week. And the answer is, you've got to let the folks into this country now to immediately vote the same to create the same paradigm and the same chain of events over and over and over again. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you'll get a different result.
Tough to imagine, isn't it, that Venezuela's socialism has failed, given that it works so beautifully, brilliantly everywhere else in the world,
and
every other time it's never been tried. I mean, socialism, communism, they have such a storied history of success across the world. You know, no matter the continent, no matter the era, socialism and communism have produced nothing but wealth, glory, human flourishing, and happiness.
Well, they also always tell you how great Canadian and British healthcare are. They're horrible. We used to live over there.
Why do you think I moved? No, I mean, the British press, if you think of it this way, you're trying to make an argument against, you know, socialized healthcare. The only data you have to go on as an American is what you can find about the British healthcare system. Well, the British press is just as bad as the American press. All they're going to publish is the pro NHS stuff, except when it is so egregiously bad, like pensioners are dying by the thousands, you know, by people are dying in hospitals because of the MRSA bug, because everything's so filthy. There's like an inch thick layer of grime on the floors of all these hospitals, and they sort of can't not report on it. As somebody who has attempted to use this service, look, of course there are individually brilliant doctors. There are all kinds of...
that fight through the system. Yeah, exactly.
But the bureaucracy, the amount of money...
Well, I used to watch Prime Minister's Questions even 20 years ago, and I still see it, and people get up and they go, this person had skin cancer, 100% operable, but after 2 year wait, died. Yeah. And imagine just eating you alive. They can just cut it off. They won't even do that.
No, it's been going on. It's been going on since there's been NHS, and the problem continues to get worse and worse and worse. And it isn't a problem of like how it's exactly structured. The problem is the state's doing it. And when the state does it, it introduces more layers of complexity.
Just like the VA.
Exactly. And
but then every time I run into one of these trendies, they go, socialism doesn't work. National Health Service.
But it does. I mean, if you look at the amount of money that is spent on the NHS and what they actually managed to accomplish, that's not working very well.
Paul Watson, years ago, he had strep throat for 3 weeks and was coughing blood up. And I said, have you gone to the doctor? He goes, well, Alex, all they do is give me a pack of some Alka-Seltzer and, you know, this and that. It wasn't even antibiotics. It was like Tylenol. And he had to beg them to get a referral to then go to the more elite doctors.
Right.
Explain how that works.
Well, this is what Sarah Palin was talking about. She talked about death panels. You know, you introduce this element of doctors kind of deciding who can and who cannot have treatment based on resources available because it's all blah, blah, blah. This all boils down to a health service that does not have free market financial incentives, a way where you cannot take the... you know, take your consumer choice and pick what's going to work best for you. And the American system is not perfect. I think it's, you know, what Obamacare did in particular.
All the government funding has bloated it, just like education. It's gotten corrupt.
Since Obamacare, I'm discovering now, as I'm doing some corporate shuffling at the moment, and I'm like, okay, well, I have plenty of money in the bank. Where do I buy healthcare? And they're like, oh, you can't till October? What do you mean I can't buy healthcare?
Yeah, in America, exactly. Like, I got married, and I wanted to switch my wife over to my insurance.
Yeah.
She had to wait till October, like 6 months last year, and then run in and do it. And
no, but it's like, what do you mean I can't buy health care? How much do you want? Like, I'll write whatever check size it takes. What do you want, $50,000? You want $100,000? I need health care. It's a basic thing. I'll do that before I buy anything else. I'll move to a small house to have health care. Like, I need health care. And that, no, you can't buy it. So, insane. But this is, as you say, correctly say, is a result.
What an innovation.
Public.
Obamacare. I can't buy health care now for 1 month out of the year.
Exactly. A public sector. This is the public sector of the government interfering in what ought to be a private sector.
And that's because the insurance companies don't want the big market open anymore. They want to kill the market.
No, and they because these big, you know, these big companies are sort of allowed to run riot in some respects, but it is an unholy alliance of big government.
By the way, you wanted to hit this because you saw it on our Twitter at Real Alex Jones. I hope you'll retweet it. Oh, I'm sorry, you're banned on Twitter. That's okay. I'm being sarcastic. Look at those headlines. Those are real headlines from the L.A. Times.
It's a little raw. It's a little raw.
But I was attacking them.
Yeah, sure. Well, it still hurt me.
Do I need to bring back Churchill?
Now, I don't have any special authority to talk on this story merely by virtue of being homosexual, but I can tell you that this story is the most shocking thing I've seen all year, and this is in a year of particularly shocking things. And it is knowingly exposing others to HIV will no longer be a felony in California. So they're making it less of an offense, less criminal, less of a bad thing to do, to knowingly... Now, this is not some accidental thing. This is not you having an unprotected sexual encounter with somebody and unknowingly, accidentally passing on the HIV virus. This is doing it on purpose. Who even has time to spend on laws like that? How many people are doing this in California? Well, apparently, enough that the Democrat lawmakers in California think that it's worthwhile spending time making sure that people who go out and deliberately infect other people with the HIV virus are no longer committing felonies. So they're going to get shorter prison sentences. They're going to be in different jails. They're going to have a, you know, different.
And it's just a misdemeanor. It's a ticket. And I predicted last year that you'd see skyrocketing STDs. And I made the joke. They'd say it was racism. They did exactly that.
It's funny you should say that. October 6th last year, knowingly exposing others to HIV will no longer be a felony in California, says the LA Times. Fast forward to this year in the LA Times, May 7th, says STDs in LA County are skyrocketing. Officials think racism and stigma may be to blame. This is a perfect example of liberals, you know.
They try to get rid of stigma and allow people to spread it.
Well, it's like, this is leftists perpetuating toxic, disgusting, unhealthy behaviors. And then when people go and engage in those behaviors, which of course people do when there aren't laws about them and the laws aren't being enforced, like the border, if you don't enforce the border, people are going to try and cross it. If we were to suddenly stop enforcing the murder law, there'd be a lot more murders, just as there are when the number of police go down in Chicago and New York.
Why don't they make it legal to spread hepatitis? But they virtue signal to HIV.
Give him a few weeks.
Yeah.
Now that the numbers of infections are of course going up because it is no longer such a serious thing to do to another person. This, by the way, is it wasn't until recently, until medication got better, effectively awarding them a death sentence. I'm not sure how morally distinct that is from killing somebody.
And it still kills a lot of
people.
You're
just doing it, exactly. You're just doing it more slowly. And we're perfectly happy.
And it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Of course. And when
you're robbing them of their health.
Monsanto does it with, you know, pesticides and all the rest of it, we're perfectly happy to say that they are killing people slowly. But if you deliberately infect someone with HIV, you should get less of a sentence. Give me a break. Anyway, now at the rate...
And I've read about these psychos that poke holes in the condoms and stuff to give it to women.
Because
they're making it all a gay thing. It's not a sex deal, period.
Not just the homosexuals. It is all kinds of freaky wackos. What is the motivation? What is the psychology behind a Democrat who makes laws in California spending time going to the office trying to get this passed?
Can you imagine being Jerry Brown, who was proud of it, going, "We're getting rid of the stigma of HIV." Getting rid of the stigma, you crazy person.
That's one thing, but getting rid of the stigma is one thing. Getting rid of the stigma might be, for instance, like trying to show that it's not a death sentence anymore, saying that most infections are accidental, saying that it blah 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 blah. Getting rid of the stigma is not decriminalizing effectively, deliberately giving it.
Yeah, we're saying this can kill you. And if you deliberately spread other diseases, you go to prison. But this one, you're allowed to.
And, of course, inevitably, they...
So is it legalizing bug chasing?
Yes, bug chase. Well, yes, but it's yes. But the person doing the deliberate infection is now no longer at risk of
that sounds psychotic. Let's finish up with this and then go to the home state of the mad dog. She doesn't have HIV. She has rabies. The pig monster goblin herself. Maxine Mad Dog. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
disproportionate numbers of black males that are in prisons around this country are in prisons because they don't have the wealth by which to get fancy lawyers who will go.
Actually, Hillary wrote the laws and called them animals, lady.
Buy justice for them, yes, as white folks can do in America.
This is punishment. This is being very harsh on the most vulnerable people in our society, to include liquor stores in this group of stores that you would not like.
Listen to this in a minute. Turn this mic on, guys.
Recipients use.
Waters has been charged with.
She says, I hate it. They're waving American flags. They're happy. Wait a minute.
What are you going to say? Go ahead. This is remarkable. You have, you know, women like her, and you've got the Congressional Black Caucus sitting there refusing to applaud for Trump.
Listen to this part. Listen to this part.
Behavior by the Tea Party operation in Washington, D.C. And I think that speaks volumes about what's causing problems in Washington.
What's exactly outlandish behavior? Specifically, what do you mean by
the shouting? The Republicans were out there having a great time. They were laughing. They were egging them on. And I thought that was...
The only reason I'm interrupting you is she did this again last week where she said it makes her upset to hear Make America Great Again.
Yeah. No, she specifically
asked, that's enough of her for now. It's a 10-minute long. It's called Mad Maxine. Jeremy Brain did it. It's excellent. Go ahead. Sorry.
Specifically, she was asked what outlandish behavior. And her response is... people having a good time, laughing, waving American flags, and these people wonder why they're out of touch with the electorate.
And you said that earlier. They're crazy. They're crazy.
It's like, your president, Bill, signed the crime bill in. His wife called them super predators. The single thing since slavery that did the most...
that tripled...
destroy the black family was the crime bill, incarcerating every other black dad in the country for these stupid minor drugs.
But it went from like 30%. Of black males end up having a felony background of like 80% after that. And she knows full well.
And still, it's the
Republicans. By the way, who was it? Libertarians like me trying to get rid of that.
And it's still, it's the Republicans' fault for being happy and waving flags. By the way, before we move on, because I know we have...
Yeah, finish your point.
We have an interview. The last thing to say about this crazy HIV California situation, not only to...
recap. Some people just joined us.
Okay. So, first of all, they decriminalize the deliberate infection of another person with the HIV virus, so they take it away. It is no longer a felony. Now it's just a misdemeanor. It's like getting a parking ticket.
That happened last year.
And this is effectively killing someone slowly. Now no longer a federal crime. Fast forward 6 months to May of this year, and STDs in L.A. County are skyrocketing. Officials who were responsible, presumably, for bringing in this crazy policy in the first place, now say, oh, it's racism and stigma that are responsible. In other words, we've just created a health crisis and found a way to blame Republicans for it. And not only that, but if you really want to just see a perfect illustration of the gap between what liberals say that they want and what they actually do, who do you think gets affected the most in these situations where random unprotected sex is encouraged by the law, is permitted by social codes and all the rest of it? It's minorities. It is blacks and Hispanics who are experiencing the most dramatic increases in gonorrhea, in all these other totally...
And the numbers are all there, and it's so... It's like, oh, we legalize all this, it explodes...
But it's like,
and then
now it's going up because Republicans are racist. I mean, it is as stupid as it sounds. It really is as...
Well, let me ask you this, because Governor Brown thought he saw flying saucers 30 years ago. What is up with the left? Because they really are.
It was Maxine.
It's like a party of crazy people. Let me ask.
He did see flying saucers. It was Maxine Waters arriving on this planet. She came from her native galaxy.
James Brown is a planet. Everybody looks like James Brown. James Brown. Remember they called... was it Donald Trump Jr. or something they called racist for saying, or was it... No, it was Bill O'Reilly saying she looks like James Brown. She does, man. We can make fun of her if we want.
Oh, dear.
I love the fact it's all over the newspapers and I'm calling her a mad dog.
Get on up.
Oh, here we go. Absolutely. Can we come back in next segment from Rocky III or whatever, Living in America?
Yes, I think we can.
Just come in with like the finale.
Just to upset Maxine, because she seems to be very...
Well, you know, she lives a double life as a Hollywood star. And it's James Brown. Who knew that James Brown was transsexual? And that really...
And a member of Congress.
They say, I'm Bill Gates.
Did they?
I mean, Bill Hicks. I am actually Bill Gates. But anyways, I identify as Bill Gates.
Oh,
that means I get his fortune.
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You should remove...
I identify as a medical doctor. I'm going to start giving free sex changes. And South by Southwest is paying for it. Hey, seriously, a great guest. We get him all the time. Love having him on. Omar Navarro, OmarNavarro.com, an amazing patriot. I won't go over his whole background, but he goes out with mariachi bands in front of her multi-million dollar homes, where she doesn't even live. So it's pure gold. And he joins us, Omar Navarro, OmarNavarro.com, on Twitter, @RealOmarNavarro. Omar, we salute you, my friend. We wanted to get you on about her latest exploits and how the race is going against James Brown.
Well, one of the things, we're talking about crime, no one talks about that the L.A. Times named one part in her district one of the most horrible places to be in, actually. You have a 55% chance of a crime being committed against you in Westmont. They've named it Death Alley, if that tells you everything. Maxine Waters is not concerned about the people here. She's concerned about her pockets. She's not concerned about her constituents. She's concerned about serving herself and her family. You know, we need people who are going to do something, who are going to take care of the people here in the district. When I go door to door and I talk to people, people are just fed up and tired of Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters says that she has millennial support. She has no millennial supporting her here. She's running against a millennial. So, I mean, that tells you a lot.
Well, I know that despite the fact she has hundreds of millions of dollars and is a known swindler, one of the most corrupt people in Congress on record, you are within striking distance. How do we help you get elected?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can help. They can go to my campaign office. They can make phone calls. They can walk door to door. They can donate to the campaign at OmarNavarro.com. That helps out a lot. They can be from any state. Anybody here who's just fed up with Maxine Waters, who wants her out of there. So, I mean, this person's unhinged. She's constantly trying to impeach the President of the United States with no basis at all.
She said she's offended by Make America Great Again. That's her basis. She's given us a basis, which is totally insane. As much as I want to get you in Congress, man, she's entertaining.
No, I mean, Omar, you seem like a perfectly nice guy, but I'm not sure that we can do this to America. I'm not sure we can remove her from the world stage. I think I'm going to have to go out and campaign for her. I'm so sorry.
Well, look at this. You know, at the end of the day, we have to get her out of there. She is nuts.
No, that's the right thing to do. You know her well, Omar. Am I right that she's getting crazier?
And she's gotten crazier as time goes by. I mean, every time I see her, she's always constantly saying something outrageous on TV. And I think she does it because she thinks that she's going to get reelected by being crazy. And at the end of the day, the people here in this district are seeing what she's saying, and they think it's absurd. And they don't want someone like that representing them here. The majority of the district here and the demographics of the district are 54% of them are Hispanic Latinos. A lot of the Hispanic Latinos don't like Maxine Waters. They think Maxine Waters is out of it. They think that she is not representing them. They think that she is representing her own interests. She's living in a mansion in Hancock Park. She is not living in the district where I announced my campaign with a mariachi band. I mean, so I think we should pay a visit back to Maxine Waters' house with a mariachi band, but this time bring a taco truck in front of it. Maybe we should do it on June 2nd or something like that.
I totally agree, and I want to cover it live, Omar. When we come back, though, let's talk about the exodus out of your amazing state, California, because of the high taxes, the regulation, the hepatitis all over the streets, the piles of human feces everywhere. It's true. We've sent reporters. It's like Mexico City's worst areas look better than L.A. Open sewage running down the street and like weirdo Democrats, all these like demons squatting over the fetid open sewers. We'll be right back with Omar Navarro. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I love how Mackey's battling those Russians. Here's the total proof right here. Woo! I feel good. Beat those Russians. And now, okay, now that's enough of Maxine. Back when she was younger, great artist, very talented. I want to, before I go back to Omar Navarro, because Roger Stone never calls with huge breaking news. He's freaking out right now. We're going to commandeer 15 minutes of the time of the Gerald Celente.
Totally freaking out.
Absolutely. I mean, Roger Stone is freaking out right now. Omar Navarro running against the talented musician. You just saw, obviously, he can't vote for him.
It's beautiful.
But here's another word from Maxine Waters.
I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
Don't tell me that we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given toward women time and time again.
The gentlelady will suspend The chair wishes.
I like the blue nail polish.
They are to address.
Oh, she's sassy. She's fashionable. She's fabulous. The problem is she's completely mental.
Well, did you hear? And so I shall. She says, "I take offense at Make America Great Again." And I went back and watched the guy's speech. It's like whites and blacks and Hispanics working together in American Dream on the floor of the of the Ford dealership. There's not racism. We're a team.
That's the Democrat nightmare. One thing they don't want is everybody working in happy harmony.
Let's go back to Omar Navarro running for Congress against Maxine Waters. Go ahead, sir.
The Democrats, what they do is they separate people by class, by age, by race. They don't bring people together. What Make America Great Again does, it brings people together in one, in unity. And what she's saying that Donald Trump is separating people, dividing people, is not true at all. What she's doing is dividing people, separating people. Because my district, there's a lot of crime. She's passed only three bills in 30 years. I mean,
Omar, let me ask you, because I just, you know, I'm a student of the hierarchy of privilege, you know, of the oppression league tables. Now, you, of course, Hispanic. Maxine Waters, James, is black. Have you been accused of being a racist for running against a black woman in your district? And do you just respond in Spanish?
James Brown is not a woman.
I do respond in Spanish, by the way.
Don't you think it's racially insensitive to run against Maxine? You should just respond in fluent Spanish just to mess with them.
and I do that, actually. And a lot of people are like, what's going on? I had a fundraiser at a park in Lomita Park. This was 6 months ago, and they labeled my event a white supremacist event, KKK rally, and they expected to see the Klan there with the white hoods and everything. And guess what? They didn't see that.
It's a mariachi band, isn't it?
The first thing I said is, hola, ¿cómo están todos?
Yeah, you were also telling me about you're Cuban, so they say that doesn't count for Hispanic.
Cubans generally vote Republicans. They hate the Cubans. The Cubans are worse than white people. They're
tell us about that.
What's the Spanish equivalent of an Uncle Tom? What do they call you?
You know, there's a lot of names. They call you Vendido, a traitor. They call you Cracker, Coconut, all these names. I mean, they have names. I mean, they have a lot of names in the book.
Aw.
You know, all I want is free market. I don't care what color you are.
No, but they don't believe you. They don't believe you because the free market is racist. It is an expression of cishet white patriarchal oppression.
But they got to like you, though. Well, what does the left do about your Mexican half, then?
I mean, they don't want to mention it. I mean, they want to get away from it. They don't want to mention that I'm half Mexican. You know, by the way, 54% of my district is Hispanic Latino. About 48% of it is of Mexican descent. So that's one thing they really don't want to talk about because they are threatened. I mean, in the first time in 30 years, Maxine Waters has a campaign office in the district. I just drove by it and I saw it and I was like, wow, I was like, she actually is trying to campaign actively now. But, you know, she's too late in the game. I mean, I've already done this for over a year. I've been busy. I've been walking door to door. I've been with all the volunteers I have. We have over 40.
Do Hispanics notice, too, how many Hispanics are in real power positions now under Trump? I mean, more than Democrats ever did, and how many women are in real power positions?
Yes, of course.
All the stuff you see. You know, look at Richard Grenell, the U.S. ambassador to Germany, that, you know, they would not confirm. Trump appointed an out and proud gay guy as the U.S.'s ambassador to Germany, one of the most important diplomatic positions imaginable. And both, you know, Senate and, both Republicans and Democrats are dragging their feet over that one. You know, Mitch McConnell wouldn't pull his,
but, you know,
whatever. But
Trump isn't doing it as what color you are. He's doing it on people that can do the good job.
Right. And everything you think about America is not true. Like, I went down to the border recently. I had a tour of the wall prototypes from some guys I know in ICE, and you meet like the Border Patrol agents, it's like 70% Hispanic. They hate the illegal immigrants because they had to get here the right way, go through the motions, fill out the forms, pay their dues.
Well, they also know Mexico has a big wall and gives you 6 months hard labor. And then, Omar, are people starting to wake up? Because I want to talk about the exodus out of California. California is a gorgeous state. The area you're in, though, is like a bowl of radioactive, you know, just all the smog, everything. And then people are exiting. The producers are exiting. What's going to happen to California if we don't get people like you elected?
Not only that, Toyota's also left California. They've gone to Texas. They've gone there because of better economic opportunities. We have to make sure that we're bringing back jobs here into the into our district, into the state of California.
And by the way, I'd love California to cut taxes and take jobs from us. All I want's a good country. I'm not against California.
It's a huge economy. It's basically a country in its own right. Everyone has a vested interest in California doing well.
Sure.
It's just not going
So, Omar, I keep interrupting you. You're bringing up great points. I mean, what else do people know?
We really have to flip the state around. That's what it comes down to. If we're all energetic and excited about changing the state, we have to make sure that we're going out and talking to people. But when it comes down to it, it's just going door to door talking to voters. You're not going to change someone's mind by just sending a mail, by going through social media. You have to go personal. We have to go door to door. You have to talk to them.
Have any of the people's doors you've gone to, and I'm not being this to be virtue signaling, I would guess it's probably white liberals that are most aggressive towards you, because in my own life, that's
who it is. I 100% agree with you, Alex. Most of the time when I get door knock doors, the white liberals, yes, they're the most aggressive towards me. They'll slam the doors at me. They'll try to chase me off the property. I mean, I've had that one time already. I have to call the police.
And see, they've taken one form of entitlement and placed it for another.
Mm. I think you should just crouch and start yelling like in Spanish and begging for mercy and just have the footage of this like white liberal like looming over a Hispanic candidate who's kind of like begging for mercy.
Tell them more. How do the entitled white people act? I mean,
they automatically assume that I have to vote Democrat, that I have to be anti-Trump, that I have to follow all these.
So their whole worldview is totally stereotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's ignorance. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it comes up, how can you support Trump? I was like, well, I support him because he's a businessman. He supports America. He wants to put Americans first. He wants to protect our border. He's like, well, if by him building the wall, that's discriminating against people that want to come into the country. No, it's discriminating against legal citizens because there are people who go through a line. That go through a process. It takes a lot of time. Like my family, it took 10 years.
Your greatest handicap, of course.
We should make it easier for the good people, no matter what color they are, to get in. The Democrats want a permanent underclass.
You see, your problem, Omar, your greatest handicap is that you're in the country legally. Because if you didn't have papers, you could probably steam ahead of Max.
I agree. You're going to keep hosting with us when Roger Stone pops in.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you doing this marathon with us. Again, Milo Yiannopoulos, Dangerous.com. In closing, Omar, you got to come back very, very soon. I know in some of the polls you're neck and neck with her. Other fake polls you're 10 points behind. But all I know is, I mean, you got a good chance at winning, my friend. And
I mean, we're doing a lot of great things, Alex. I mean, we have over 1,200 signs up in the district. We have 40 bus benches. We're getting out there. We're going door to door. We've just had to mail it to over 100,000 people in the district. We're doing a lot of great things right now. And it's just going forward every day. So, I mean, we're going past June and then going to November after this.
Well, I think you're going to win. But even if you don't, you win by taking action. And all the millions you've educated, you've been all over national TV, local TV, and you're building your name. And one way or another, she needs to get indicted. I mean, man, all the corruption she's been involved. Don't locals know how she gives her husband, what is it, $40 million or something?
I mean, if someone walks into politics wealthy, broke, and then they walk out wealthy, I mean, that person's a crook.
I forget. It's like $20 million here, $30 million there. How many millions has she given her husband's bank?
She's bailed. Well, when her husband held an interest in that bank, and when they got the bailout, he got about $50 million, something around there. Wow. That sum.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's listed as the most corrupt member of Congress to never be indicted.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, and her grandson had a felony dropped down to a misdemeanor for bribery.
So it runs in the family, these kinds of financially related dodgy
deals.
Not
only that, the daughter took about close to $1 million in direct mail. And to be honest with you, I looked up some of the charges, $30,000 in consulting on the FET report.
By the way, I don't care if it's a white guy, a Hispanic guy, or a black guy, or an Asian woman. I want to just have a patriot who's pro-America and pro-free market. We know worse. So I'm for Omar, not because of what color he is. But he's, oh, well, just black Trump, you know, white brown. Well, then I'm light brown. I guess I get Trump by Maxi, too. This is insane.
I've been to the tanning salon 3 times this month. It's making me less culpable by the day.
Absolutely. Well, I got a little bit of a Native American. That's why I get good tans.
Really?
Hey, Omar, you're awesome. We love you, brother. Omar Navarro for Congress against Mad Maxine. Omar Navarro.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.